episode 2371, Joy in the Dessert.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy Happy Day. I hope you're having a splendid shorter week. Yes, it is coming off of the holiday weekend, and yet it's still a Wednesday. Do you feel like it's a Monday on a Wednesday? Or maybe you just feel like it's the weekend. Maybe you're on vacation. Take a deep breath, because there's joy in the dessert. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I'm sure if you looked at this title, you're like, oh, are we going to the desert? Oh, no, no. Did you ever have that problem of like two S's versus one S, dessert versus desert? Well, sometimes when it comes to health and wellness, we feel like we are deserted in a desert because we don't get our dessert, because there's nothing better than dessert. But what if joy in the dessert can be found in what you do not eat and how you care for yourself? You matter. Your excuses don't matter, but you matter. So I don't want to talk today about excuses. You already know what you tell yourself. You already know why you hide and sneak around the way you do. You already know where you fall short. You already know when you need to change or when you need to get started. So what about the how? How do you have joy in the dessert? Well, you got to have a spirit of curiosity. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Have a spirit of curiosity. The key here is to focus not on what you're going through, but what you're going to. This is truly the spirit of curiosity. You've heard of TBD, right? To be determined. And curiosity is just that, to be determined. But your curiosity here today is try, build, and do. So let's break it down. Number one, try for better or for worse. You can lead by excuses and failures, which will get you nowhere. Maybe you think it's going to, but it really doesn't. It keeps you stuck. So have an attitude of gratitude of what you can and try for better or worse. Because who cares if you fail? Then you get to do something else. But if you live in your excuses and failures, you most definitely will stay right where you are. So you got to be willing to try. Are you willing to try when it comes to your health? I know for me, it's summertime and my family was in and I just really got off in my rhythm. I wasn't walking as much as I normally do. Now, was I walking? Yes, because really, if you wake up in the morning, you begin when you first step out of bed, you are walking. But it was my intentional walking and really making sure not only that I was getting, you know, to know my neighbors more and my community and serving them in a very unique manner, but it was also serving me in my health. And I feel best when I get my walk in. Now, I wasn't not feeling well. I know that's a double negative. So my English majors, I apologize in advance. But it wasn't about not feeling good. I was feeling good. However, I wasn't doing my intentional walking, which always pushes me to the nth degree. Now, I know for us, for many of us, we like to just kind of sit back in our comfort zone. Why try? If we know it doesn't work, why try? If somebody else has already tried it, will it work for me? Well, what if it does? You see, we forget that part. What if it does work? You've got to be willing to try for better or for worse. Try it because guess what? It might work. And if it does work, whoop, whoop, it's for the better. But if it doesn't, whoop, whoop, it's for the worse. Does it really matter? No, because guess what? You get to try something different. Try something new. And that becomes your spirit of curiosity. It builds it over and over and over again. Number two, you got to build the B, consistency. In all that you do, you want to build consistency. This is where repeating over and over again builds consistency and opens the doors for better habits that impact your everyday. And your everyday is built upon that which you do over and over and over again. Soon, you're going to be able to do it without thinking about it. Guess what that means? Habits. Now, I know habit seems like a four-letter word, even though it's much longer than a four-letter word, but we treat it as such. Because why? We attach it to failure. Oh, I got to change my habits. And if I have to change something, there's usually a negative connotation to that. Wipe that from your mind when it comes to healthy living and your lifestyle and your everyday. Because when you build consistency, here is where greatness begins. But you've got to be willing to put in the work. So you got to build consistency. And finally, number three, you got to do the do. Make the decision to do what needs to be done. It doesn't matter if you failed in the past doing the same thing. Honestly, it might be better this time around. I know I've tried things in the past and I'm like, oh, there's no way it's going to work. And then I try it again and I'm like, it works. Who am I kidding? Myself. Why? Because we take our report card of life. Seriously, think about this. Our kids get report cards all the time. What about our report cards as adults? So take your report card of life. What does it look like? Are you doing the do? Are you building consistency? Are you trying for better or for worse? Are you saying, you know what, it didn't happen then, but maybe this is the season for it. Maybe it's 11 years later. Maybe it's 11 months later. Maybe it's 11 days later, and it's just different. But if it works, does it matter whether it was 11 years, 11 months, or 11 days? It's that you're doing something. It's that you're putting yourself in what? Forward motion. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Have you ever heard me say that sitting on the sidelines is going to get you where you want to go? No. Because in all honesty, that's a crazy quote. It doesn't make sense, but one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Oh yes, and it's so true. But you have to step. And a step is what? Forward motion. Now some people say, not necessarily, it can be backwards. Yeah, it can be a step backwards, but it's still a forward motion. Now we could argue physics, but I really don't want to go there. Today, we're going to keep it on healthy living. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's what you are choosing to do to move you forward. So what's going to be your choice of dessert? Not what you're deserting yourself from, but the dessert as in what tastes good. Are you wanting sweet, savory, salty, or sour? What is it when it comes to your healthy living? Yes, think about it. In regards to nutrition, if you were to look at your productivity, not as in how much you get done, but how much you live your life in order to get done what you want to get done. You see, we forget that we've got to live first before we can get done what we want to get done. You can't go to work if you don't care for yourself. It's hard for you to take care of your family if you don't care for yourself. I know I've tried to do all of those. But if I keep putting myself last, will I ever be first? No. And will anyone that I care about ever be first? No. Because they'll always get the leftovers and I will get the leftovers of the leftovers. So I want you to think about dessert in a different way. The joint dessert. What are you choosing to do for you when it comes to self-care? For the transformation you so desire. Maybe you're getting older and you simply just need to move more. Great. Then what's stopping you? Seriously, what's stopping you? Because you've got the TBD. Try, build, and do. You can go out and be curious. I had one of my neighbor friends ask me, have you ever played pickleball? And I was like, okay, I eat pickles, but I don't play with pickles. And no, that's not it. Pickleball is kind of a little bit like tennis. It's not exactly. It's got some different rules, but there are some similarities. And so I was like, well, I've never played it per se, but I'm willing to try. Why not? Try something new. I might actually enjoy it. And I get to play with a neighbor who I love dearly. Why not do it? So I'm like, let's do it. So as soon as she gets back, we're going to start learning pickleball together. Don't know what that looks like. I don't even know what the racket looks like. I think it's like a bigger ping pong paddle than it is a tennis racket. But you know what? It doesn't matter because I'm going to do it for better or for worse. And if it works, then guess what? I can build upon it. And I can build in consistency. And maybe that's going to be part of my workout every week. Don't know what that looks like either. But if it makes me feel good, then I'm caring for myself. And on top of that, I'm helping my neighbor care for herself. So what are you wanting? Sweet, savory, salty, or sour? Do you want to stay right where you are? Great. Then how do you maintain that? There's never a cap on health. Never. There's always room for improvement. And the older we get, the more experienced we have to become with our bodies. And we have to continually work at it. Because our bodies change. Our hormones change. And then you factor in, well, let's see, family's changing, different dynamics, emotional status. I mean, everything, right? Life is always happening. And so our body is wearing out differently. We're no longer in our quick teens that, wow, we can rebound in an hour and feel like a brand new person. Now it takes 10 years for us to rebound to feel like a brand new person. So I want you to think about what you want in your life. Seriously, okay? Hold on. Hold this thought for just a moment. Where do you want to see yourself in a decade? Do you want to be better than where you are right now at this moment? Or are you saying, you know what? No, I'm really comfortable where I am. I want to maintain. Or you're like, oh, H-E double hockey sticks. I can't be anywhere where I'm at right now. I've got to figure out how to get to where I'm not and get to something much better. Because in 10 years, yeah, a lot of things are changing. What is it for you? And I say 10 years because you think a decade's a long time. When you say that word, does it make you feel old? Oh, I don't think it does. I think it brings this amazing grace, knowing that our bodies are out of this world incredible. And we can do absolutely anything. Age does not define what we can do. But we have to be willing to TBD, try, build, and do. And that all comes with self-care. It comes with recognizing where things are not working. It comes with recognizing and owning, going, that really does work. And then if something doesn't work, it comes with tweaking it, being ready to pivot. You know, believe it or not, I was just reading that a lot of us don't understand that as we get older, we need calcium. But it's interesting. I'll be having conversations in the grocery store and older people will say, oh, you know, this is for my grandchildren. And I'm like, well, what about for you? And they're like, what do you mean? I don't drink milk. I don't need this. I'm like, okay, well, where's your source of calcium? I know I have weird conversations in grocery stores. I get it. But seriously, we need calcium to keep our bones strong and healthy because as we get older, they become what? Brittle. And they can break and osteoporosis can set in. We've got to be very careful. And that's just one little area. There's so many others. But we don't want to talk about them because why? Well, because it makes us feel like we're getting older. Like getting older is taboo. You know what? Let me tell you, half a century feels amazing. But you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I am worth it. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror today and say, I'm worth it. You are worthy. You are beautiful. And there is still a lot of life left to live. But you have to be willing to take that one step. Because every single time you do, one step at a time is going to lead you to your miles of greatness. So what's the joy in your dessert? Are you going for salty, maybe a little savory? How about some sweetness? Or sour may be it. You get to choose today and every day. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.